Every summer, thousands of interns flood the offices of Capitol Hill. One of their primary duties is to give constituents tours of the famous buildings. They parade visitors from the Rotunda to Statuary Hall, offering stories and anecdotes. But while these intern tours provide a great deal of information, NPR's Laura Sullivan reports they are sometimes a little short on actual history.
On any given day in the Capitol, thousands of visitors listen to Senate and House interns. They point to the paintings and the murals, the statues and architecture, and talk about U.S. history. You can forgive them if sometimes things get a little jumbled. The Capitol burned down during the War of 1812, not the Civil War, as one intern told his group. One of the largest paintings in the Senate shows Commodore Perry during the Battle of Lake Erie, not Washington crossing the Delaware. And the frescoes were painted by Constantino Bramini, not, as one intern recently said, Benito Mussolini. But summer after summer, some of the stories have become so entrenched that they have begun to sound like facts, even though they're not. Like in the old Supreme Court chamber on the first floor of the Capitol, where an intern is describing a large clock. It was ordered in 1837 when Roger Taney was Chief Justice.
We actually set the clock 5 minutes early, and if anyone was late on his time, then they weren't allowed in. And today, the Supreme Court actually still runs on Taney times.
She's telling the often-repeated story that Taney set the clock 5 minutes fast and that the Supreme Court still runs on Taney time. The problem is, none of that is true.
The 5 minutes fast is not something that Taney actually asked for. There's just no telling where this myth started.
Melinda Smith is head curator for the U.S. Senate. Her office has scoured the Capitol's records and cannot find a single mention that this clock was ever set 5 minutes ahead.
We do know from examining the mechanism of the clock itself that it's aligned to strike 1 minute before the hour.
Interns go through tour training, but it's a lot of information, and there are just going to be questions that stump you. As when one constituent asked whether the Supreme Court justices sit in particular seats.
I don't believe so. I think they just kind of sit in the same seats every time, but I believe they're not assigned. Okay.
The Capitol's official tour guides are called red coats because that's what they wear. This room's red coat visibly bristles at that answer. The Chief Justice sits in the center, the most senior Associate Justice to the right, the second most senior Associate Justice to the left, and so on. But she can't say anything. It's Senate tradition. Red coats don't correct interns unless they are asked a direct question. So in the hallway, when interns tell visitors that the pockmarks on the corncob columns are musket ball holes from the War of 1812, neither Melinda Smith nor the redcoats can pipe in that it's just the sandstone oxidizing.
There's a lot of facts and a lot of information throughout the building, and it's very easy to kind of intertwine stories. And hopefully the visitor comes away with the larger story, and the smaller facts kind of float to the bottom.
Smith says that larger story starts with the architecture. Here, especially in the small Senate rotunda, Benjamin Henry Latrobe designed a circular colonnade supporting an ornate dome. From the center, you can see all the way into both ends of the House and Senate galleries, open, accessible, and of equal stature. But most tours that are passing through are talking about something else. They're talking about a set of markings on the concrete floor.
Well, it all started back in 1793. There was a den of black cats that lived here on Capitol Hill.
Intern Zach Santos tells his group that these markings may be from the ghost cat of the crypt. Smith starts laughing. She tries to pick back up, explaining the architecture.
It's one space that you can really see.
When suddenly another intern starts pointing at the floor markings.
They're cat prints. They used to release cats in here to catch the mice.
But then the intern turns and steps under the rotunda and tells his group about Henry Latrobe, about his 16 columns and tobacco leaves, about the open nature of American government. Smith is beaming.
Terrific. That's terrific. I like that.
Architecture, democracy, and black ghost cats. That is about as American as a tour can get. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, the Capitol.